You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Tomorrow, it is another Ticket Thursday on 710 ESPN. You're going to want to listen all day long for your chance to win tickets to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse, the Love Earth Tour, on September 29th at the Hollywood Bowl. Listen all day tomorrow for a Ticket Thursday on 710 ESPN. So we had the breaking news that Woj was saying that Zion is out for Friday's game against Sacramento, that he will be reevaluated with that hamstring injury in a matter of time, but that he is not going to be able to play against Sacramento. So if they win, maybe they can find a way to get him back in. If they lose, then
it's a wrap.
It's going to be hard for them to win that game. Yeah, it's at home. Maybe Brandon Ingram has a big night. Who knows? But he could be done for the year.
Sure.
We'll see.
Sure.
Also breaking news in the NBA. The NBA has banned Raptors' Jontae Porter for life after allegations, betting on some player props on himself. And apparently there was a whole lot of action taking place over a pretty long period of time. But Jontae Porter is banned for life. That's not a sentence that you hear very often where player X is banned for life. Like, we were talking about it this morning, and Pete Rose obviously jumps to mind right away. And then you've got Porter this morning. I'm sure there are one or two or more others that we're forgetting, but that is not a long, you know, suspended for a year, suspended indefinitely all the time. But for life, you got to do – basically, it's gambling is the thing that gets you banned for life. That's about it.
Yeah, and it's a – kind of a weird time in sports. It really is. And I know we're just coming off the last couple of weeks talking about Ipe and the situation with Shohei Ohtani. You cannot watch any sports anymore.
No.
This has been the case over the last couple of years where betting is not somehow involved. Hey, here's the line on the games. Hey, are you taking – I saw something yesterday. I think it was like a FanDuel thing that was going on. Barkley was guaranteed he's doing his Pelicans thing, whatever the case is. Everywhere you look now in any sport, betting is a part of it. If you have listen, I don't know if addiction is the right way to put it, but if you have an addiction and it's something around gambling,
you better not be a professional
and
athlete.
You're an athlete. Come on, don't tell me that this isn't going to happen more. It's going to happen. And
sure
I'm not saying that even if the way sports gambling is now across the platform when it comes to sports, even if none of this was happening, obviously somebody who is a compulsive gambler or does not have that can't kind of hold back on whatever it is, dude was betting on NBA games, his own games.
He's betting on himself. Or more to the point, he was betting against himself.
Yeah. Like, don't they always say in life you should bet on yourself?
Well, not in this case.
He took it literally.
Not,
don't literally bet on yourself.
And I know, well, the hypocrisy of the leagues are selling this, and we read commercials, and we do these things, and you and I play daily fantasy sports. We do, and it's fun, and it's a fun way to do it. Here's the difference. We're not in the league. It's like, can you and I go drinking? Sure, whenever we want. Yeah, kind of more or less. But if you're an airline pilot, you can't show up to work hungover. You know what I mean? Like, there are certain jobs that say, I know that for the general public, it's cool. But for you, it's not. And this is one of those cases.
I'm also not sipping on a bourbon during the show. Like, there's certain things that you can't do.
But you could. And no one's banning you for life from doing it. Because at the end of the day, all it does is it affects you. It doesn't bring the whole thing crashing to the ground.
Sure.
Right? It doesn't affect anybody ultimately other than yourself. But if you're flying an airplane, you got 300 people in the plane. Mm-hmm. If you're in a basketball league and all of a sudden these games aren't legitimate, the league has a problem.
So there are two other people that come to mind when I was thinking just now about the people that got banned for life. And they are both people that have, in that time, ruined the idea that the sport is fair and that they kind of cheated in some way. So Lance Armstrong and Tonya Harding. Both these people, they didn't bet on games, but Lance Armstrong used steroids that everyone else was using, but he used them as well.
Yeah.
And Tonya obviously had a hit out on somebody.
And Armstrong's a great example because, and again, we're not talking about the Tour de France on a regular basis, but everybody looks at that as the biggest joke in the world, because it's just looked at as everybody that participates in that is on God knows what, and the winner is always stripped of his crown. Maybe it's in the moment or months or years later, but it always comes back out that they were doing something, and we all kind of go, yeah, whatever. It's just not. And then Harding was just, she just straight up criminal. I mean, right. for orchestrating that whole thing or being involved in however we want to characterize that. But
you have to do something dramatic to that league, a bad look for that league, in the way that it was violating the idea that this is fair, that anybody, if they work hard, the meritocracy of it all.
By the way, we already have our doubts when it comes to any of that stuff anyways. We were talking about this a little bit earlier. We're doing our prep, and it was the amount of free throws the Lakers got over the Pelicans. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's already.
Can I just stop you real quick?
Yeah.
The amount of free throws the Lakers get instead of every other team
than
in the league. The other 29 teams.
Well, here's the funny thing. It's not a story if the Spurs had that much of an advantage of the free throws. It's the fact that it's the Los Angeles Lakers. It's the fact that there's been examples around the Lakers.
Go ask the Kings how they feel about this.
Then the reason why I bring it up is because there's already questions about every one of these sports leagues. Why? Because what does it ultimately come down to? It comes down to money. And when you're telling me yesterday that David Stern used to say, what's your ideal finals,
dream
Lakers
matchup
versus the Lakers? Okay, then naturally people are going to have their doubts, or fan bases are going to have their doubts. Stuff like this on top of it obviously doesn't help.
Well, at least they got rid of all the referees that might have been involved. Oh, wait. No, there's still a few. Anyway, help me out with this. I'm not the second coming of John Wooden or anything, so what do I know? Why did Reggie Miller think it would be a good idea for them to miss a free throw at the end of the game with 3 seconds left when making it would have put it up by four and ended the game?
Here's why.
What did I miss?
I'll tell you why. What he was thinking in his mind is if they could go to overtime.
Okay.
He had some money on the game. No, honestly, it was one of the, unfortunately for Reggie Miller, it was one of the stupidest things that I saw. And here's the problem in today's world. You say something stupid, it's not just on the broadcast and it's over. That's taken. Now it's on Twitter, Instagram, everything else. I watched that thing a few times yesterday, and I kept saying, first off, it was happening live, but then you got a chance to see it over and over again. The whole time he was talking, I'm like, what the hell is he talking about?
I thought I was missing a portion of the equation.
No,
like what don't I understand?
You were not missing.
Why would you not just end it by making it?
You were not missing anything. The game is over. I think if you want to make the argument that the Lakers were up two and the next free throw is going to be three, which I still hit the third free throw.
Of course.
However, there is an argument to be made. Now they can't inbound the ball, so now they're taking a 60-footer, but you can lose the game. His argument was the only way that the Pelicans can actually stay in the game and take the game into overtime. I have no idea what he was talking about. I literally have no idea what he was talking about. He should have put out a press release after the game and said, I have no idea what I'm talking about.
He started off the game by saying that Darvin Ham has done a great job this season, and that was – maybe I was predisposed to disagree with whatever was coming next, because I think that's a very hard argument to make, that when – you know the numbers off the top of your head. I don't. When Rui was inserted into the starting lineup –
they're 19-6.
That's pretty good. I'm not great at math, but winning two out of every three, pretty good.
Here's the problem with that starting lineup. You were using that starting lineup last year to go on your playoff run.
Even more so. Yeah. So it took a really long time to just say, hey, remember that thing that worked? Why don't we just do more of that? And then they finally did, and they seem to find their stride. There also seems to be this, how do we want to say this? Inability to find a way to manage small pockets of the game without LeBron James. To where, because LeBron's not going to be able to play 44, 48. You're going to have to do it. And a way to get him, even if he's on the court, I'm not saying that you got to sit him, but it seems like so often they're just standing around watching him.
Yep.
And no one is taking the load off of him. He's got to catch his breath occasionally. He was on empty last night.
There's got to be moments, and we could look at it in every sport. Okay, I'm sure there's moments where you feel like when a game is done, hey, Sean McVay had his impact in this game. Sean McVay had his impact.
Like, yes.
You could walk away from a game and say he had impact in that game. There could be a time of the game where you say Steve Kerr impacted this game. We'll use yesterday as an example because I think yesterday is a good example. There were moments in that game where it's like, fellas, we're going to have to run a play at some point. Guys, can we use LeBron as a decoy for a second? Let the dude take a breather. Hey, why don't we just say, for the next three straight possessions, Anthony Davis in the block. Hey, why don't we run Austin Reeves around a couple different times to just get a different look? Why don't we use Rui Hachimura because nobody's paying attention to him and run him a play? There isn't that in pockets. And, Trav, it might not seem a big deal against the Pelicans. You lose to the Denver Nuggets when you don't do that. Because I'll tell you what Michael Malone
every
will do.
Every small this little
is,
thing,
this
yeah.
This is what Michael Malone will do. Michael Malone will run a play where you had no idea that at this stage of the game, KCP just got a wide open three. You see what I'm saying? That it was just a quick second that you weren't expecting it. There's a three-point play that they get, and that could be the difference of a game.
I'm really not even trying to be flip when I say this. We agree that the head coach is an important part of whether or not your team's going to have success, right? Maybe it's not the most important part.
It's not the most important part, but there are pockets in a game that you could say – that changed
gonna,
the game because
they're
going to
have
coach.
An impact on it, right? The team with the better players always has an advantage. But when it gets down to margins being really small, when it gets down to a possession here, a play there, a look there, some managing some minutes here and there, especially if you're the inferior team, especially if you're the team that's it's got an uphill climb, the coach can't be a drag. He can't be an anchor on what it is you're trying to get done. And Mike Malone's not going to be an anchor. Michael Malone. I know he prefers Michael.
Bro, it's Michael.
Michael Malone is not going to be an anchor. And right now, it does. At best, he's just not doing anything to push them in the right direction. But I don't even think it's at best very often.
Hope.
I think it's more of an anchor. It's more of a drag.
I hope, and we'll see what happens. I hope we're not, and it could very well happen, and we'll see how things progress once they play Denver. I hope we're not sitting there, you know, a couple games into the series, and we're like, yeah, that game slipped away because of you.
Well, they can't afford to have anything slip through their fingers.
It's Denver.
Okay, I got a question for you.
Sure.
The haiku about me.
Mm-hmm.
Have you rewritten it since you got mad at me?
I have tried to... I'm trying to finagle things a little bit.
I think I have one.
I had to double check. So do you want to do one first?
Yeah, let me... Here's the thing. I'm still kind of learning how the hell to do this, but tell me if this is
harder correct. Than you think.
Let me tell
you got
me
a cop
if this
over
right.
here.
Okay.
Okay.
This is actually a good transition to where I was going. Okay? All right. Emily Angry.
Okay.
Why are you so mad at Trav?
Okay.
I am now in fear.
It works.
Does that work?
It works. Does it get past the cop?
Yeah. Well, no, it's not. I'm not the cop. I just know how to count.
Okay, that's what a cop would say.
Did you see what I'm saying here? See where I get nervous?
Well, I felt like we were on it. Like, I got the sense that she was kind of
like
mildly amused by my enthusiasm for haiku. And then when she made a small mistake that I pointed out, now I feel like what was going to be mildly cruel to me is now going to be a body blow.
So no. This works?
Yeah.
Yes,
okay,
works.
We got
good
it.
It's good. Yeah. Good job. All right, so mine. Do you want one or two?
Let's start with one,
right,
see how we do.
One. Travis is so old.
Okay, that's what I figured.
He hated Prohibition. He voted for Polk.
I like that.
Okay.
I like that. I am a big James Polk guy.
Yeah, James K. Polk.
I'm a big, big fan of the Polk administration.
Whatever he did, I don't even know. He's one of the most forgettable presidents of all time.
Was he the one that died after like 30 days?
No,
in office?
I believe he lived for the entirety of his term. I don't know if he was elected twice. William Henry Harrison,
that's
I think,
the
is
one.
The one that died on the train because he ate bad lobster.
Somebody else died because they wouldn't wear an overcoat at their inauguration and they got pneumonia and croaked.
I think there are two different people, but maybe they're one person. Yeah. But I do know that there was bad lobster on the train that he used to go from, again, train like the early 1800s, which Travis is
you,
very
you,
well
You
aware
wouldn't
of.
Know the luxury of riding the rails exactly. back pre 20th century.
My other
some
one is
glorious
also about you being old, so don't worry.
I'm sure there are, and I'm sure we'll get a chance to do it. The Warriors get blown out last night.
Yeah.
Really rough night for Klay Thompson along the way. Is that it? Are we done with this version of the Warriors forever and ever? It's coming up. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Yesterday, leave the show and head home. And this is not a haiku. I like that you're counting
the way you
syllables.
Said it.
Yesterday, home. Right. Yesterday went home.
The fact you went like this, I was like, what are you doing?
So what do I do when I'm driving home? Of late, over the last several months. What is
you
part
go
of
home
my routine?
Right away, you put your shoes on.
What do
you
I do before I go home?
Before you go home?
Yeah.
Like pit stop.
I stop and I get my sushi.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right? Albertsons. Yep.
Pick up my sushi. Mm-hmm. Pull in Albertsons yesterday, go through the door, turn to the left where the sushi case is, where the guy is making the stuff. Empty sushi case.
No.
No sushi chef behind there working to refill it. Big sign in the sushi case. That's hard to say. Sushi case.
Mm-hmm. Sushi.
That says, we are in the process of changing our vendor. Sushi will return on April 28th.
Mm. Oh, my gosh.
Devastating. I'm good for 4 or 5 days a week there.
Guys, that's
and
a long time.
Now what do
time.
I do? I had to go buy... So sushi here,
yep.
Make a 180-degree turn. They have those pre-made deli sandwiches that they have at grocery stores are always deeply underwhelming. Got a turkey and cheese sandwich, and it was just kind of ruined my whole day.
Listen, they're not good.
Your whole
day
yesterday was off.
Yes.
But they got the job done, and I think that's what you were looking for.
Did you attempt to go to a different grocery store?
That will be my plan moving forward, Em. The problem is I had somewhere to be in about 10 minutes. I did not have time for a second stop. I was going to scarf the sushi in the car before I drove off to the next spot. Instead, I scarfed a terrible, terrible turkey and cheese sandwich.
Put anything on it, put mustard, mayonnaise, anything
sometimes
on
sometimes they'll put little packets in little plastic container.
You
nothing
use
in
them.
There.
Yeah, you have to use those. Like, that's they
weren't in there. I didn't even have the option. I'm trying to
dry
find...
Dry bread. You need a Coke to wash it down.
Do they have a deli there?
They
could
do. I didn't have time. I didn't have time for him. It was a grab and go situation.
You could get some pickles on there. You could do everything else.
It was devastating.
That's a long time of no sushi.
New vendor. How about this? Old vendor out. New vendor. You start tomorrow. Why is that so complicated?
Maybe it was an ePay situation where he was like draining them of money, and they have to have some time in between sushi vendors because eBay Shohei Ohtani is in between interpreters.
About 2 weeks.
It's way too long. Look at that. Look at that. Is that not the worst? It's just like...
Show us what we're looking at.
Your day is ruined.
This is just it's kind of like you got the trays there with nothing on
them. What kind of font was that? Emily?
Helvetica.
I was going off yesterday because my Starbucks cup had 3 different fonts on it. I was like... What the heck is going on with Starbucks? Why are they doing this? How did this get printed off this way? One is in bold, one's not in bold, and they have all 3 different fonts. Let's just get one font going.
They did it on purpose.
Helvetica.
Helvetica.
You really paid attention.
Who cares?
To the 3 different fonts.
Yes, I do. I pay attention to fonts.
You're not really asking that, are you?
Oh, yeah. I am, because I need clarification that you really paid attention to the fonts.
I have a friend that works for Google Fonts, and I had to sit him down and talk to him for a little bit, and he was like, why do you care so much about this? Because fonts are important.
I'm genuinely fascinating. I need to know more about your friend that works in the font business. That's fascinating to me. Like, that what a peculiar occupation.
He's a designer for Google Fonts.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you get in the font industry?
Been wanting to get into the font game. I just can't find my way in.
And Google has some great fonts. They have a lot of variations in their fonts. I specifically use Roboto for all of our stuff, typically, because I really like that. But yeah, fonts are important.
Roboto, is that what that's called?
It's good font. That's
yeah. Times of Roman. Clean. If you're writing
a paper. Emails are a different font because the emails. So Outlook does not have Roboto on it. So
this
I use
Roboto. I'm looking at here.
Yes, Roboto's on the screen on the Zoom.
Right. You text. What kind of font is that when we're texting?
I don't know.
Whatever comes
sure.
on iPhone.
Exactly.
It is sans serif, and that is an important thing.
See.
Sans serif. So serif is like Times New Roman, where you have little like edges on each word. So sans serif is what most casual things are. So, never mind.
Is your second job as the font
person? No,
she moonlights at Google Font.
Okay, I am going to lean on one thing with her on this. I feel like sometimes on Microsoft Word, I basically use the same. I'm sure you do as well.
The default, right? Whatever comes.
Whatever default, but when you're doing your pregame for the Rams or something, right? And you're typing everything out, and I have a template, and I continue to use it. Oh, you write everything out.
Yeah.
So that's right. You're using yours. So my template that I have, it's kind of like, all right, it's game 74, and then I'm just making the adjustments. Mm-hmm. Lakers versus Grizzlies. But I feel like every time I kind of start getting into my, like there's so many different fonts out of nowhere. The size is 11 and then it's 12. I'm like, what the hell's going on here? Is there one button that I could use that
just
makes this
everything the same?
All
around. Why would you wish that? But you can't. Or you can do Control A and then you can change it all to one thing. Control A and then you do the font you want and the size that you want. And graphic design is my passion, as everyone knows. So for example, I dropped down my Google Docs right now. So Roboto is sans serif. Times New Roman, serif. Georgia, serif. Arial, sans serif. So if you look at that, you can see what these things are. So again, I know no one cares.
You made up at least half of this.
A guy
right?
that was on hold just hung up. So no one cares.
The Warriors are out.
Yeah.
They were barely in. They finished in 10th. They had to go on the road, and they got blown out by a Sacramento team that was missing two important parts of their team.
Blown out.
Yeah, blown out. And it really was never really – it was – they got it up to about 10, and then it kind of just stayed there for most of the night. Dropped to 7, up to 13, back to 8, up to 14. It just it never really got close. They end up losing by 24 points. Klay Thompson had a rough night, 0 for 10.
His last game with the Warriors.
Did not score. And it might be the last game of the Warriors. And you wonder if – look, I have a really hard time – envisioning Steph Curry ever playing for another NBA team. I think he's one of those guys that just Kobe Bryant, I can't envision him, even though I know he got close at one point. Magic Johnson, there's just some guys who just can't really. Larry Bird in something other than a Celtic uniform just doesn't sound. Steph feels like one of those guys. I don't know if the same is true about Draymond. I don't know if the same is true about Klay Thompson. I think that those guys could, you know, I've had great careers with the Warriors. They're going to be Warrior Hall of Famers, all that stuff. But it did feel like last night was kind of the end of an era. Like they gave it one last shot at it, and they barely got in, and then they got smacked by the number 19.
Yeah, I think that's the question, too. The question, if you're the Warriors, if the goal is to continue to win, it's impossible that you come back with the same team. It's impossible. If the goal is to win, I think you're looking at Klay Thompson, and this is part of just – it could very well be one of those days where it's like, Klay, this was an amazing run. Klay could say the same thing. Klay made a lot of money with the Golden State Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
It was a perfect partnership.
Won
four championships. They were as competitive. It was a really unique – it's the first dynasty we've really seen since you want to call it the – San Antonio Spurs, the Lakers with Powell, but that's two chips in 3 years.
Heat?
The Heat, it's two chips.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what a dynasty is. Four rings, that's a dynasty. So if we're kind of picking and choosing what we want to define as a dynasty, but I have a difficult time thinking, and I don't know what they're going to do, and Michael has said this before, that this is more about, it's less about paying Klay, it's more about getting under that, you know, that tax.
The threshold.
The thresholds that they have. But I don't think it's just about that. I think you're also seeing that it's done. Great things always end. And I think last night was an indication that This thing is over. You could try to remix it any way that you want.
It'd be hard to argue that, no. Here's why it looked like that. It looked like that because it's over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It looked like that because they're just not quite good enough anymore.
You were holding on to the number 10 seed.
To the last, what, week of the season?
You lost to the Sacramento Kings. Next year, you're going to tell me that the West is getting worse? Ja Morant is going to come back. They were a number 2 seed a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Houston Rockets, well, they'll put up a
fight.
They're
getting better.
San Antonio Spurs have Wemby, who everybody's like, yeah, give this guy a quick second. I don't know who's going to drop in the Western Conference. So I say all that. We might have watched the end of a dynasty yesterday, and I hate to see Clay go out like that, but that was sad to see Clay go out the way.
Okay, let's push the ball down the field.
Yeah.
Clay on the Lakers.
Interesting.
It kind of is.
I'll be honest
really
with you. I think it's interesting. Yeah, I do.
It went 0-10 last night.
You're right, and that's definitely a part of this.
They need a sharpshooter.
It's interesting because I don't think you need to get older and maybe not great defensively and hot and colder-y. You know, I think Clay at this point is kind of a hot and like,
sure.
Can he have a night where he lights it? Of course he can, right? Mm-hmm. We saw him do it. But the reason I think it's interesting is not because I think it's a great idea to do it. I think it's an idea that they will consider. I think it's an idea that is not just immediately batted aside. It's like, yeah, thanks, but no thanks. Let's talk about some other guys. I do think it'll be considered.
Do you know why I think it won't happen? I think Clay still wants to get paid. And I think if there's a team out there that's willing to pay him, then he'll probably go where that money is.
Factor cap? Any haiku in factor cap, M?
Maybe.
Uh-huh. Maybe. I may or may not have been working on a font haiku during that segment right there. We'll see if I got it on the other side. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. Next Gen is the official AC heat and plumbing company of SoCal sports fans. That's right. Next Gen, the best in the business. They've got thousands of 5-star reviews online to prove it. I had the guys from Next Gen come on out to my house and give my AC system a look over and a little bit of a tune-up, and I'll replace some air filters. This is what they do, right? And right now, you can get a 28-point full heat and AC safety inspection and tune-up just $44 through April 30th. That's right, just $44 to ensure that your system stays running strong all year long. And they're even going to throw in that free air filter at no extra charge. And if you're sick of dealing with a slow drain, you can get a drain cleaning with camera inspection for just $44. This is pricing that you have never seen before. So call 833-3-NEXTGEN. That's 833-3-NEXGEN. And if you're dealing with some allergies right now, right? How about you call Next Gen and breathe easy with indoor air quality solutions that will fit any budget. 833-3-NEXTGEN. 833-3-NEXGEN. And you can go online to schedule at nextgenairandplumbing.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey guys.
Aloha.
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 Aloha. Can I, would you like a haiku, Slee?
Yeah.
I want one.
Would you like one that is font related or other?
Font. Emily font loves related. Her fonts.
Yeah, I want font right
font
now,
related?
Font is hot.
Font police are here. Officer M on duty. Little things matter.
Okay. They do.
It's
they
true.
Matter deeply.
She's going to make sure about it.
Yeah.
No, I triple checked.
I heard a massive rant yesterday about the fonts. So
yeah, well,
she
just did it again.
Yeah, I just did it again. Well, because I thought that was not going to be on air because no one cares.
Everything's on air, right?
Al, did you have one you want to do real quick?
Yeah, I have one. Eddie Carrillo did one for me. Eddie Jones Vlade. Eldon Campbell Sabalos. Nick Van Exel Love.
Not bad.
Yeah.
It is not bad.
There's one from Liquor in the Bay. He says, Travis, haiku cop. Along the way, overused. Give me martini.
That last line is amazing.
That's good. That's good. I like
solid
that line.
Walk off
you
line.
Say that at the bar. Give me martini.
Tarzan.
Sir, I want martini. Give
Man
me.
Man want martini. Okay, so Pixar's Inside Out 2 is coming out this summer. I'm really excited about it. I loved the original Inside Out. It was really a beautiful story about how, you know, to deal with emotions and how to handle emotions in an adult way and how you learn through that as a teen. So this next movie is about how Riley, the main character of the original movie, is growing into a teenage girl and what happens when you grow into a teenage girl. Your emotions go haywire and there's new emotions coming to there. So Pixar has assembled a crew of 9 teenage girls who have come into the studio every 4 months and watched Inside Out 2 to give them notes on Riley's emotions. So a panel of 9 teenage girls. So my statement is, a panel of 9 teenage girls is absolutely terrifying. Travis, fact or cap?
Fact. Yeah, there's a lot going on with teenage girls.
They're mean.
They're kind of mean. You don't get the same person 2 days in a row. That's the biggest challenge, is that one day everything's fine. It's like, that's the wonderful young lady that I've known for her entire life, and she's becoming a woman, and then it's like, this person's a monster. Like what happened? Who wronged you? Like, I don't understand what's going on. And your crime usually in these moments is good morning. that's usually what sets it off. So that's incredibly terrifying.
Berg?
Yeah, it's beyond terrifying. I am just starting to go through this for the first time, really, ever.
With your Riley.
So, yeah, Riley. My Riley is...
She 13?
She's 12.
12.
But she must be 15 at this point. She is fully preteen. She's a teenager. I don't care that she's preteen. So I'm going to need to ask you in the break, Travis, like what to do in these situations, because it is horrific.
But you can only answer I don't know how to answer.
It's no, Slee, I'm telling you, it's fully terrifying.
Al, what do you think?
I'll go cap only because I don't have the experience. So
You've never been in a room with 9 teenage girls because it's terrifying.
This has never hit home.
The rec
more.
Center, no? No. Oh, they're boys. Is it co-ed?
The boys were much more annoying than the girls were. But I have 2 sisters, but I can't even go back and think of back in that time how they were acting. They're probably much more headaches to my parents than they were to me. But it's I don't question that it's true. I don't question that it is fact. I just haven't personally got it, so that's why I'm saying cat.
Okay, oh,
now I'm terrified, guys. Your experiences. And she's only 5.
Oh, no, yeah.
Man.
Wonderful right now.
Oh, yeah.
You've
she's
got
great.
At least 5 or 6 good years left.
Easy.
And if you're lucky, you might get 8 or 9.
Yeah. She'll
but
be amazing.
It's coming, my friend.
Maite is a wonderful little girl. People told me that, Jorge, and I was like, no, she's great. She's never going to be like that.
Is it as scary as a former teenage girl turned woman that being around other teenage girls, is it as scary for females as it is for males?
As in my age now, yes. And interacting with a group of teens right now would be absolutely terrifying. 1, 2, as a teen, it is terrifying because the girls around you are all so mean. And as a person, you're also experiencing so many variants of emotions that you don't even know why you're responding the way that you are responding. So it's all terrible on all levels, and that's why Inside Out 2 will probably be lovely, because it's going to explore all of that.
So can I give you an example? That we did Legos over the weekend, and like one was out of place. Lost it. Just threw everything. I'm done. I'm getting out of here. And ran to her room and just closed the door, slammed the door. That was it. I was like, I don't know what happened.
You just wait for her to come back out and...
Like,
wait it out.
Don't even go in there and be like,
you know, just maybe a very, but again, you're sticking your head in the lion's mouth. Just a very quick, is everything okay?
Yeah.
Are you okay? Are you just having a bad day? Or what? That's probably not even a good idea. Just, are you okay? I'm here if you'd like to talk about
it
anything.
One
and then
piece.
Sit there and sip
all
on
yellow
a
except that red one. Huh?
Yeah.
Be careful.
Yeah, be careful is right.
So
okay.
Today is the anniversary. On this day in 2011 was the premiere of Game of Thrones. So I know Greg's the only other Game of Thrones watcher on
big?
The show right now.
Yes.
You loved it?
He loved
week.
It until the end.
Yeah, no, last 3 seasons sucked.
But one of the main hallmarks of Game of Thrones is that it's it's shock factor. It'll introduce characters and then they will be gone in ways that you didn't expect. Something will happen. So we're not going to, like, for sake of spoilers, we're not going to say the things in Game of Thrones that are truly shocking. But you have ever been truly shocked by a TV show at all? Berg, Patrick Kapp.
Yeah, there's plenty of them. The Game of Thrones, for that example, has a ton of them. And then we were talking a little bit before it came in, but Breaking Bad has a lot of them. There are plenty of deaths that they've ran one after the other where you're like, that I did not expect that to happen. Gus Fring, like you were talking about, that's a massive, massive one.
Yeah.
And then what was the brother-in-law's
Hank.
Name? Hank. Yeah, Hank. That one to me was amazing. Yeah. It was shocking. Yeah. Was shocking to me. So, yeah, there's a bunch of those out there.
Al?
Fact, and it's funny, I wasn't going Breaking Bad, but you just brought up a few of them. You know where I was going? Because you and I were watching at the same time, and we both were kind of having the exact same reaction, was Better Call Saul.
Oh, yeah. Towards the end of Better Call Saul.
When you spoiled it for Al, or that something was coming at the end of that episode?
That's right.
That's exactly fine. I regret nothing.
There was like 5 minutes left in the episode, and still nothing had happened. So like Michelle was like, "Oh my gosh!" I'm like, "Oh, something's happening."
This is gonna be a sweet night on the couch watching TV.
But fact, definitely happened.
Trev.
Sure, there is. I'm struggling. The only one that I remember looking at Susan like, "Wait, what did we just see?" And it wasn't like death necessarily, or it was the ending of The Sopranos where I didn't like, wait,
the confusion
I wasn't angry. I was confused. Like, I really, it took a good 10-12 seconds. Like, wait, it's over.
There was a death in Sopranos too in that last season that was to me shocking, at least, because then you're like, we're not coming back.
Which one?
Adriana.
I mean, that was coming.
Yeah. Once she started talking to the FBI, that was just a matter of time.
Chance. Well, Hank was going to die eventually, and so it's almost like...
I didn't think he was.
I thought he was. And it's both Hank and Adriana are like the downfall.
Role.
I mean...
There's no turning back after Hank. There's no turning back after Adriana.
Out. No, see? I didn't think he thought he was just going to make it all the way to
Maude Flanders when she got killed by a t-shirt gun?
Yes, that was shocking. And she stayed dead the whole time. Yeah, no, they never brought her back.
Only in apparition or flashbacks.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
Yeah.
Jorge.
Yeah, the Sopranos. I was shocked at how bad it is. Six episodes in.
You don't think it's bad. It's dark on back to it.
I just want Twitter to come at me. Come at me, Twitter. But Sons of Anarchy. Sons of Anarchy has a lot of, you know, twists like that that I didn't see a lot of these things. I don't want to spoil like you guys did The Sopranos for me. I don't want to spoil Sons of Anarchy for other people.
I mean, it's like 20 years old.
Sopranos
at this point.
Is 25 years old. I regret nothing.
No, you shouldn't. If it's past that point.
So funny. And so I was actually yesterday watching this podcast called The Big Picture, and they were doing a 1999 movie draft. So they're just drafting movies that came out in 1999, one of the best years of cinema of all time. And I had to like kind of turn it off at certain points because, like, I don't want to get the spoiler because I haven't watched this movie
yet.
Oh,
it's funny.
Even though, again, it's a 26-year-old movie, I deserve to be spoiled if that is the case. It's not The Sixth Sense. I've seen that movie. okay, so last one I'm going to do for you guys. So Transfer Portal, obviously, is all people talk about with college football, all people can talk about with 710
and
ESPN.
Radio producers.
Yeah,
I did tweet out my hourglass.
Nice.
Who knows what could that possibly mean?
Have you gotten some deals?
Yeah,
I'm interested.
So a player for University of South Florida USF decided to transfer, and his groupmate on a project decided to quote tweet John Rothstein tweet saying that he's going to transfer, saying, "This guy was supposed to help me with a group project. It's due tomorrow, and now I'm high and dry." So whether or not that's actually true, it's a funny joke. You have ever left a group project high and dry? Al, Factor Cap?
Cap, no. Group projects was like, that was the only shot I had. There were so many other people that were probably going to take the initiative. I would probably be the first one there. I'd be asking people, "Can I get you a coffee, a water?" I was basically like a timeshare salesman. I was making sure everybody was comfortable.
Get what they need.
And if we can all work together where you guys kind of know what you're doing more, so Cap, for me, I was ready to go for those group projects.
Trav?
It's I forget how you have ever left group. It's Cap for me. I've never done it, but for a very different reason. group projects were never part of my academic life.
Really?
It is a thing that when my kids were in school.
Right, when you're doing the one classroom thing back in the 1960s.
On the blackboard with our slate. Yeah. Yeah, no, it was
smacked with rulers.
When my kids are like, well, I got to do it with these three people. I'm like, no, you do your homework by yourself. You do your book report by yourself. And it was completely foreign to me. Like, I had never been a part of a group project through elementary school, high school, college. You did your own stuff. So I never had a I would have. And if I could have left somebody hanging, I absolutely would have probably done
right
that.
Up your
but
alley.
It never. No, I just, I'm not a good team player in that
Why
regard.
Such a lone
it's just
wolf?
It's just not my thing. Like, I would do it, but I wouldn't be like enthusiastically part of the group. So Cap.
Greg?
It's fact, unfortunately.
I knew that.
Of course you did. Why wouldn't you? So I went to CSUN for maybe, I don't know, 3 months.
Go
tops.
Matadors.
Yeah.
And
very, very
Colorado,
short amount of time.
Right?
Yeah, I was started at Colorado. I went to Santa Monica City. I'd had some time at Hawaii Manoa. I had some time at CSUN. I've been all over
touched
the place.
Touched them all.
Just doing the college
I bounced around a good amount.
Transfer Porter before was it?
Right. I was the first. But in CSUN, I was there for a very short amount of time. But I was in a class. It was like a communications class. I don't remember what it was. But we had a group project, and I decided I don't want to be at CSUN anymore and just left. And there was maybe the project was due as maybe in like 2 weeks.
Ooh.
And I was like, I'm just out. Yeah, and I never went back. I just stopped going to class. So I screwed
it's one way to
the,
do it.
If you're listening and I was in your class, sorry.
Hey, sorry, not sorry.
All right, Jorge, what do you think?
Absolutely. It was earth science in college. And there's a drop date before you get affected on your credits or whatever it was. And we had gone to Dana Point. I waited for the field trip to happen. So we went to Dana Point to check out those pools.
Yep.
Or, you know, the
tide pools.
Yeah, tide pools and stuff like that. And then after that, we had a team project based on something. They started scheduling meetings at the school Starbucks. Oh, we're going to meet after class for 45 minutes and discuss our roles, isn't this? Check. Peace out, guys. Checked out of class.
Deuces.
Yeah. I dropped the class and never came back to Earth Science. I left them hanging.
I have not done this, but I have seen it done when I was at school at UVA, is that on the presentation of a group project, if the other people did not participate, the person that presented on the PowerPoint just said just their name. No one else's
awesome.
Name. Threw them under the bus because they did not help whatsoever.
Power move right there.
And I was like, I would be terrified of you, but I did. That's some power.
That's bold.
Yeah. Instead of saying the group project by Emily, Jorge, Travis, Greg, and Alan, they just said Emily.
Shohei Ohtani is off to a very good start for the Dodgers, except for one thing that he's very, very bad at so far. That's next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Go Mounties.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
National Haiku Day, M, is that what the official title is?
Sure, cop.
Sure. I just want to make, like, as a haiku person, I want to make sure that I'm giving it the respect that it deserves. You guys have sent me some topics that you would like me to create a haiku about. You ready for another one, Slee?
Yeah, can I? I mentioned Costco a while back. You got one
for I did
Costco?
One for Costco already. You want it again?
Yeah, I did want it again.
Hot dogs and tires.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Diapers right, to silk-lined coffins.
That's right.
Extravaganza. Okay, I did that once. Another one was In-N-Out, was suggested by.
Yeah.
And is In-N-Out Mark Cates' account?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Cates.
So he's going to want to get this over there because they're going to want to put this on T-shirts and things like that. This is basically their new slogan.
They should tweet it out today.
They should. I agree. Never disappoints. Animal style plus shake. What it's all about.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
CM?
That's good.
5-7-5.
That one's good right there. That one was
good job.
Legit.
Well, no, don't say it like that. That means all the other ones weren't good.
No, but that one was your best one.
Oh, that's a better way to say it. Yep. That's the best one so far, Trav. Good job.
Best
thought
one.
The other ones were great.
Well, because the problem is you turned over to M.
See, she's not participating.
Like
she's
was
still mad at me.
In her head, so I was,
she
you know,
is.
You know what this
she's
was?
Hoping
you know
I mess up.
I'm counting in my head, and they're not that good.
No, this was an umpire.
You were very enthusiastic until I said that you had six in your first stanza, and then you punted and you haven't participated in this since. But that's
no,
fine.
I have given you haikus since.
I was looking at the umpire like, is that ball or strike? Like that's basically what I was looking
at. Oh, no, I'm getting squeezed. Right? If she were the umpire and I'm the pitcher, I basically have to
Angel
throw
Hernandez.
It right down the middle.
Yep.
No, because Angel Hernandez couldn't even do it on purpose. Like you are far more skilled in your occupation than Angel Hernandez is in his.
It's a Lakers winning Wednesday on 710 as we react to everything from last night in New Orleans. And we're also, of course, looking ahead to game one of the playoffs on Saturday night against the Denver Nuggets. Don't miss a moment today on 710. Keep checking back with us all day long. And don't forget all the reaction made possible by Michelob Ultra, 2.6 carbs, 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Unfortunately, we did not have our pickleball game, or I would have had 13 of those.
Yeah, I was going to say, are having a good
it's like
time.
My annual.
And at the Genesis, I believe you got a couple of Michelob Ultras in there as well. You're having a good day.
I didn't have to drive.
15th, 17th, 57th, and 11th. Those are the positions, the MLB ranks that Shohei Ohtani has in the following categories. He has the 15th best batting average in baseball at .341, way, way, way above his career average.
Very good.
He's got four home runs, which is tied for 17th, which is good, not great, right? He's going to get there. RBIs, he's 57th with just 10, okay? Considering he bats in the middle of an order where he's going to get ample opportunities.
Mookie's literally on all the time.
Five hits last night.
Five for five yesterday. Yep.
His OPS, his on-base plus slugging, is over 1,000, which is bonkers. It's 1.019. That's 11th best in baseball. Anything, 750, just for people who are unfamiliar with that number.
Average.
750 is kind of about average. Anything in the 800s is pretty good. 900s is exceptional. Over 1,000 is stupid.
How many you think right now are over 1,000?
Well, there's at least 11 because he's 11th, right? So, but by the end of the year, there might be one. There probably won't be. The leader in OPS usually lands in the high 900, somewhere around there.
Okay.
But it's that 10, the RBI number at 10. He's batting .056 with runners in scoring position. He's coming up, like you said, Mookie last night had five knocks that – he's coming up with guys on base all the time. And his approach at the plate, Slee, with guys on base is so different than when you watch him come up without runners in scoring position. He's trying so hard to be that guy. He's trying so hard to be the $700 million guy, to be the guy that breaks the game open, that he's kind of taking himself out of the game a little bit. It seems like to me when I watch it that he's just pressing a little bit more than he does in those other at-bats.
I think there's going to come a moment. I don't know when it's going to come. But I think there's going to be – I'm sure there was a relief when he hit his first home run.
Sure.
Like, okay, that's out of the way. I'm sure there was a relief when we actually go back a little bit further than that. The first time he wore a Dodgers uniform and it's like, okay, hey, now that's it. We're in, South Korea and we're getting ready to go. The first time he's at Dodger Stadium, the first time that he's – I think there's going to come a point where you and I are sitting here and we're saying that, hey, in his last 20 at-bats with runners in scoring position, he's 9 for 20, and he's got a couple of home runs, and here's a chunk of RBIs that are there. I agree that he is pressing. I agree. I mean, yesterday was a perfect example. There were runners on scoring position almost every time that he came to bat, and a lot of these he's just hit it to the second baseman, or they're not even productive outs. They're outs, and you call it a day there. There's going to be a time where he turns that corner as well. And that's the only thing that I could really think of right now with Ohtani that you can pay attention to and you could critique.
So a couple of things. There was an at-bat last night. There's runners at second and third, one out. I forget which inning it was in. Really, kind of in the middle of the game. And he comes up to bat, and you can feel it from the announcers. They're like, oh, this is an opportunity for him to kind of, what you're talking about, just get one, and it feels like the floodgates will be open, and here we go. First base is open. Shohei Ohtani's up to bat. I get it. Freddie Freeman's on deck, so you can't just walk him automatically. But I'm going to be a little bit careful. It's Shohei Ohtani, right? And the first pitch was an elevated fastball that was well out of the strike zone, and he's swinging out of his shoes like he's trying to hit it into the parking lot. And it's like, okay. And it just was a reminder, he's a human being. He's not from another planet where he doesn't have emotions or anxiety or wanting to do more than maybe he's capable of in any given moment. And look, I get it. I go dark quickly when it comes to the Dodgers because I've been traumatized as often as I have over the last couple of years. Trying too hard doesn't work in baseball. It doesn't work.
Usually it doesn't work in a lot of things.
It doesn't work
life.
In most things, but it really try easier is a baseball phrase for a reason. Try you play with concentration, you play with great intent, but try easier. Just let it happen. Trust your ability. Try easier. He's a human being. He's pressing. He wants to, hey, all this, I got it. What about that first playoff at bat? What about that first playoff game? A couple of guys on. I think he's going to be fine. I think that these numbers will all find his career levels because he's that talented of a guy. But it was the first time we've really seen him through all the Ipe nonsense and everything else. He's a human being. He's pressing, and you can feel it. And I immediately went to, is he going to press in the playoffs? Like, it took me 4 seconds to get there.
By the way, that's interesting. It's interesting that you say that because that is literally the foundation of the Dodgers' problem in the postseason. And one of the solutions was, no, Shohei's going to come in. He's going to change all of that. I know it's very difficult for you to get too excited about things in the regular season because it's not like they haven't won 100 games before. It's not like they haven't won the division before. It's not like – and, you know, I'll tell you
– and they're going to again.
And there's a big difference between the two of us of how we cheer for our baseball teams. If the Padres won 90-plus games, that's a really big deal.
Sure it is.
If the Padres won 100 games, oh, my gosh. If the Padres won the division where the Dodgers are so dominant, that's a really big deal. I've been there, done that. I've done that 100 different times.
And haven't done the other part.
The only thing that you're kind of caring about is, do these guys who are pressing in the postseason, are they relaxed? Or do they feel like they have the pressure? But that's interesting when you say that Ohtani he's pressing right now, and this should be the least amount of time that he's worried about pressing. If you are pressing at any moment, it's going to be down. I know it's an overreaction.
It hasn't happened for him yet. He still hasn't gotten that, you know. And I think when it does happen, he'll go 6 for his next 10 with runners in scoring position.
But does that not also remind you of when you talk about the Dodgers in the playoffs?
Of course it does.
That, hey, once that faucet opens a little bit, it's like leaking.
It's like when I smell a cinnamon roll in the mall. I feel like I'm going to get sick again. I haven't had one in 45 years, but I know that if I have one, it's going to make me feel. It's not because there's anything wrong with cinnamon rolls. It's because I can't eat them.
You had a bad experience
right.
with a cinnamon roll.
And so when I see the best player on the planet bat 0-36 with runners in scoring position, makes me feel a certain way. I've seen it before. What's the number? 1-for-22 last year with an infield hit?
And it was, I think, Freddie Freeman. Somebody slid. I forget who it was.
Freddie.
It was Freeman.
Infield hit.
That was it.
Beginning of last season. Hey, listen, Freddie and Mookie are going to finish 2-3 in the MVP voting. And, oh, by the way, they're going to go 0 for the playoffs. No, they're not. It happened. Shohei Ohtani, the best player in the world. Could he press in a big moment? Nah. You saw him in the WBC. Yeah, but I've seen this, too. Scar tissue, Salih. Scar tissue.
Fair.
Lakers win last night. They're going to have to be a lot better if they're going to want to win anymore. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.